Tēnā koutou katoa. That was Kupe by Moko Mokai. No mai hoki mai. It's our drive show. Coming up now, we have a kōrero that Ate Reano Mate Ariki had earlier today with Aaron Hendry, who was met by one Green Party MP to receive their petition against the Ram Raid Bill. And we've got Ate Reano Mate Ariki with more on that kōrero. Are are taringa mai.
What was the turnout like at today's handover?
Yeah, there was a good good show of people and support. Very interested in ensuring that our young people's voices were heard and very concerned about the potential for this bill and the harm that it's going to cause our students and our young people.
And which parliamentarians turned up to receive the petition?
Yeah, so the Greens came out in force to support and to receive the petition. Tamaka Paul received the petition on behalf of the Greens and is going to deliver it to Parliament for it.
And so also the House is under urgency at the moment. They went under urgency from around about 9 a.m. I saw this morning, and which is probably another reason why they're very busy. However, talking with the people in the crowd, what were the kinds of conversations that were getting stirred in and amongst your fellow supporters?
Yeah. So first, the position itself was supported by over 30 organisations that are people that support and care for and serve our community and our kids and are experts in how we serve our community as well. And so when we're looking at a lot of policy decisions and the rhetoric around young people and children who come in conflict with the law, three strikes, all of these things, there's huge concern. There's huge concern that we are ignoring the evidence, we're ignoring what we know works, and putting forward policy and legislation that actually it causes more harm to our community. It doesn't solve the challenges that all of us are concerned about. Stigmatizes and it harms people and it harms all of us in the long run, because when we focus on punishing already traumatized, vulnerable, hurting children, that hurt and that pain is expressed in the very suffering and harm that we are seeing in our communities and in our headlines every day. So look, there's a lot of concern, there's a lot of anger, I feel, that our people and our community and our children mostly are being politicised and being used as political footballs to advance political goals. It's very disappointing.
What's the way forward from here now that the petition is handed over?
Yeah, so I mean, it goes before Parliament, and Parliament has a decision to make. They can continue with ignoring the evidence and pushing forward harmful, rhetoric and harmful policy that doesn't have any evidence backing it, or they can leave. And, and I have heard the government say, look, we campaigned on this, so we feel like we need to follow through. One of the things I would say to that is that one of the reasons why you're in Parliament is to lead us and to be leaders. And sometimes leadership means you take on new information and you change course, you change direction. And what I would really be encouraging our political leaders to do is to look at the evidence and decide that actually our community, our children, our tamariki, our rangatahi, our whānau are far more important than the political stories we're telling in the media currently. I do believe that there is real hope for us as communities. There's really opportunity for us to work together and to create the change that we know we can do, but we need to work together. So, we're calling on Parliament to do just that. Step back, to look at the evidence, to work across the House to develop a unified strategy around how we actually care for and support our children when they do come into conflict with the law.
And also, outside of any political decision on the matters, what is the future looking like for not only yourself and Kickback, all the other 30 organisations that signed on to the petition?
I mean, Kickback, we're just one organisation doing what we can to serve our communities. But, as I said, there's over 30 of us. And we just continue doing the work, because at the end of the day, these are our tamariki, these are our rangatahi, and it doesn't matter whether government's funding us or agreeing with us, we will continue to show up, we will continue to serve our communities, and we will continue to advocate for the basic human rights of our tamariki. At the end of the day, again, the solutions are not in Wellington. They're with us in the community. They're with us as we get together, we organise, we build those solutions, and we just get on with doing the work. And now, I think that's what I've been hearing a lot from my friends and colleagues in the community is, yeah, there's frustration that our political leaders may be not always getting behind us, but at the end of the day, we do this for our rangatahi, we do this for our community, so we've got to keep fighting for them.
Thank you so much, Aaron, for our quick kōrero this afternoon. I hope the rest of your day goes well.
Thank you for having us.
That was Te Reo Mate Ariki and Aaron Hendry. He is a youth advocacy. He's from Kickback Youth Advocacy. And again, that was their kōrero about the handover of the petition against the Ram Raid Bill. Miharo, tēnā kōrua mo tēnā kōrero. Coming up next, we have a kōrero from Hinewai Netana Williams, whose whakaata Māori's kaipā pāho for the Kapahaka Kura Tuarua o Aotearoa at the National Secondary School Kapahaka Competition. She's our correspondent for today and tomorrow, so stay tuned for that kōrero, which is coming up just after our English news. Until then, kia ora tawhiti. We'll be back. Oh, waiata. Here is Nick. Nah, I'm going to play this song. I'm going to play the song by Earth, Wind & Fire, September, because they're superstars.